glory. Hallelujah. I turn the call over to you, Minister Robin.
Thank you. Thank you. I am in agreement with that. We will not have any hindrances. We bind up that interference in the name of Jesus. Thank you so much, Sister Willa, for greeting the people this morning. Well, good morning. Good morning, everyone. Just as Sister Willa said, to God be the glory Tuesday. My name is Robin Wilson, and I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings from New Jersey. Welcome to the Master's Call. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We bless you and we honor you and we thank you for joining us this day. The Master's Call, it was founded by Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And this call started on October 25th, 2010. And because of them both saying yes to the vision that God had placed in them, we had the birthing of this call. And it truly has been a blessing to each and every single one of us that have had an opportunity to get on the call. We have a mission statement, and every day when we get on this call, we are here to enrich, to enhance, and empower believers as you begin your day. That's what God told us to do, and that's what we do each and every single day. And the scripture that we stand on, it's located in Psalm 88, and it's verse 13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning, my prayer comes before you." We seek God first. My favorite scripture, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added to you." And that's in Matthew 6:33. So with our scripture found in Psalms 88:13, we cry out to him first thing in the morning, and we send our prayers up to him. So we start our day with prayer. We end this call with prayer. We take your praise reports and your prayer requests, and it's just an honor and a blessing, and we love to do it. Now, if you do have any prayer requests or any praise reports, send them to our email address, and that is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. We go before the Father, and we intercede on your behalf. And we rejoice with you when you let us know about the praise reports and what God has done in your life and in your family's lives. We have a website for you, and the website is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. That's themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And you can go there. It's available 24 hours a day. All of the messages have been archived. Listen to them at your leisure. You can also download them. Share them with a friend. Tell them about the call. And we start every morning, Monday through Friday, from 7 until 7:30 Central Standard Time. And our phone number is 712-432-0075. And the PIN, of course, is 957677. But if you want to listen to the message directly following the call, immediately following it, then you would dial 712-432-1085, same PIN number. Now, the thread that brought all of us together, because many of us are Artists International distributors, it's an awesome company, Artists International, and the founders are the Diaz de Leon family. And because they said yes to God, this company was birthed. We now have distributors all over the world. And even if you're not a distributor, we're still glad that you're here. We're glad that you're on this call. Go back to the person that invited you to the call. Let them share Artists International with you. We're a health and wellness company. We also have all types of products changing the lives of individuals. So you may find out this is something that you want to do. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to call one of our prayer intercessors to come forward and open us up in prayer. Minister Tiffany, are you there?
I am, Minister Robin. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. God bless you, sister. Go ahead, please.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we rise early to declare your lordship. We get under the covering of the early riser. We come into agreement with the heavens to declare your glory. Lord, release your mysteries from heaven unto earth. We pray, Father God, that this day will be all about you, O God. Lord, we pray that you will hear our prayers this morning. We command the morning to open up its heavens, Father God, and to pour out blessings upon each and every listener here on the Master's Call. We thank you for allowing us to have this vehicle for us to come together to put you first in your kingdom and your righteousness and know that everything else will be added unto us, Father. We come against anything demonic, Father God, that will be hindering us or purpose to distract us this day. And we ask, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that your blood, Father God, will continue to cover us, protect us, propel us, and guide us through this day and through the rest of this week, oh God. I pray, Father God, for the founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa, that you would continue to elevate and enlighten them, Father God, that they would continue, Father God, to walk into unprecedented favor, Father God. Continue to do new things in the lives, Father God, of those that are connected to this call, every leader, every listener, every brother, every sister, Father God. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Bless the Diaz de Leon family. Thank you for allowing them to be a blessing unto us, Father God, that we would be a blessing unto others. And I pray right now that the airways will stay clear, that the word of God will go forth as your anointed vessel would come this morning and give us the practical and prophetic word from you, O God. Heal right now in the name of Jesus. Deliver right now in the name of Jesus. Elevate right now in the name of Jesus. And we'll be forever grateful to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name, we declare these things to be so, and it is done. Amen. Back to you, Minister Robin.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Minister Tiffany, for opening us up in prayer. Well, family, I bring to you one of the founders of the call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. She is our mother eagle. She is also the senior pastor of Gathering of the Eagles Worship Center, and she travels all over the world ministering to people prophetically the Word of God. And with the Gathering of the Eagles ministry, she teaches weekly. She also teaches on this call. She's a mentor. She's an anointed woman of God. She's a victorious woman of God. She speaks and she utters the word of God, and it's life-changing to our lives. And I would like to bring to the line Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, one of the founders of the call. Dr. V, are you there?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning to our Master's Call family. Praise God for each and every one of you. So excited about Jesus and on this 35th day of Lent, where we are on the home stretch toward the most historic day for every believer in Jesus Christ. We know he had to be born, but our lives have been changed forever because he went to the cross on Golgotha this coming Friday. So I'm excited because there is such an anticipation in the realm of the Spirit. This entire time of Lent has been life-changing. So we welcome you. Thank you so much for each and every one of the members of our prayer warrior team just doing so awesome. Love you and appreciate you so much. And I am excited that each and every one of you took the time to do what our theme says, to be inspired, encouraged, and empowered by the Word of God. We have been consistently remembering and putting before you that this is National Women's History Month, and we want to make sure that we celebrate the women in our lives. We want to celebrate the groundbreaking, trailbreaking attributes, accomplishments of the different women, reminding us that God is no respecter of person. And if he can do it in these women, he's passed the baton for us to do the same. I always like to give you a few nuggets before we get into what I feel is an awesome word from the Lord. want to remind you of some accomplishments that have been done that will stir your heart and remind you, men too, that with Christ, with the Holy Spirit inside of us, there is absolutely nothing we cannot accomplish. Most of you have heard of Rita Moreno. Rita Moreno, she is the first and the only Hispanic and one of the few performers who has won an Emmy, a Grammy, a Oscar, and a Tony. Talent, 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 talent. I also found a website that just blessed my socks off that talked about different statistics. And I want to give a few of those before we get into our message today. Because, again, we want to be reminded when our bodies are tired, when our minds are feeling overwhelmed, when we're saying, I just can't go on. We want to be encouraged from the sacrifices, from the accomplishments of those in the past. We know that Women's History Month began in Sonoma County in California back in 1987, officially recognized and became from a week to a month, and we were celebrating this month. And some of the few statistics I want to cover briefly are today, 71% of moms, 71% of moms with kids under 18 work. Let me say that again. Today, 71% of moms with kids under 18 work. Whereas in 1975, when quite a few of you all, like me, an old school group, fewer than 47% worked outside the home. Once upon a time, the idea of working outside the home was frowned upon, and most women who did so worked as maids, seamstress, took in laundry, or worked in one of the traditionally female fields. Today, more women not only work outside the home, but hold a wider variety of jobs, with some even making it to the top of business, technology, and science fields. Second fact I thought was interesting. Women currently hold 17% of congressional and Senate seats and 18% of gubernatorial positions in the United States. Again, women hold currently 17% of all those congressional, still a minority, but we're moving on up, and 18% of gubernatorial positions in the United States. While women are still underrepresented in political life, the current state of things is a far cry from the time when women weren't even allowed to vote, and that was just a mere 90 years ago. In almost every country in the world, the life expectancy of a woman is higher than a man. But we're going to get our men on our artist product, right, so they can increase their life expectancy. For virtually all causes of death at all ages, mortality rates are higher for men. Scientists are entirely sure why this is the case. Not sure why it's the case, but believe it might have to do with the presence of estrogen in the body, improving immune function. Here is another interesting point. Approximately 14% of active members in the United States Armed Forces today are women. Approximately 14% of active members in the United States Army Forces today are women. In 1950, women comprised less than 2% of the military. So today, women play an active role in serving our country through military service, but many in years past would simply disguise themselves as men in order to gain access to the battlefield. One of the most well-known examples of that was a Frances Clayton in the American Civil War. Over 60% of college degrees awarded in the United States every year are earned by women. So we're getting that brain power in. Over 60% of all college degrees awarded in our United States every year are earned by women. In fact, women are more likely than men to get a high school diploma as well, and the numbers are only expected to rise in coming years. And our last interesting fact this morning is, I thought this was really awesome, the two highest IQs ever recorded, the two highest intelligent quotas ever recorded through standardized testing, both belong to women. One of these high IQ women is the columnist and Arthur Maryland voice savant. Of course, these numbers should be taken with a grain of salt because his IQ tests aren't perfect in measuring intelligence, but it does help show men, women are not inferior to men in intelligence, as claimed in many centuries. We are the helpmeet. And I've often said, if you look at most churches in America, it doesn't matter whether they're churches of color or not, 80% of the congregation is women. So the body of Christ would be in trouble without the backbone of the sisters. So we do celebrate our women this month. We're going to go on into our series we had started on being the CEO of your dreams. Being the CEO of your dreams. We talked about that this is God's master's plan of faith. This is his master plan of faith. And today, as we're on this 35th day of Lent, we need to remember in this time of reflection, of really hearing and getting the blueprint, the strategy from heaven, God has given each and every one of us talents, skills, and abilities. They're different, but each and every one of us have something we're good at. And if we would be sensitive and listen and let God highlight, then we'll discover what God has already placed in us. But it's up to us. It's up to us to manage. It's up to us to oversee. It's up to us to develop and be the CEO of those talents so we can accomplish the dreams placed within our hearts. See, God's going to do his part, but we, you and I, have to be diligent to do our part. Yesterday, we started talking about going through the word dream and how everybody has a dream. Everybody has a vision that God's put in our heart. And we started with the D, and we said if we want to make this dream come to pass, if we want to see the manifestation of what God has promised, we talked about daring to believe. One of the D's was daring to believe, defying all odds. Man, as we've been studying, especially our Women's History Month, but the men too, because our history book has always been full of the men's accomplishments, we've seen people in Scripture, how God's taken ordinary people and blown the breath of the anointing of God on them, and they accomplished supernatural feats. Remember, Moses was a man. David was a man. Esther was a woman, ordinary. Hannah, all the way to Paul. Lydia, Mary, and ultimately Jesus came to show us that as we walk this thing called Christianity out, we will have to and be able to, with the Holy Ghost inside of us, defy all the odds. The history of African Americans in America, from coming, the only race of people, coming to America in chains. We never waved in Mother Liberty, but still we've made an amazing contribution. How? Defying all odds, believing in a dream. That last D we talked about yesterday was do it anyhow. Because, see, when you decide to defy, you got to have action and do it. And when you're doing it, you got to remain determined and diligent. So he said, dare to believe, defy all odds, do it anyhow, and be determined and diligent. And when you do that, you've got to be disciplined daily with your dreams. We said yesterday, keep the main thing the main thing. The enemy will throw at us distractions and detours, good ideas, but they're not God ideas, great suggestions, but we're not anointed for that journey. And it makes us lose valuable time and miss God-ordained opportunities. We talked about the defying all odds with the 3D cubed. Do it when no one else around you has done it. Do when you have never even seen yourself do. Because God's going to pull some things out of us that we've never seen anybody do. And we hear ourselves saying, well, I've never seen that before. I thank God for Pastor Adam Pearson, because at one of the most confusing times in my life in 1990, when I looked up and I was in seminary at Oral Roberts University, and I'm like, I was an engineer, Lord. I'm Baptist. Women don't preach, but I know your voice. And he walked up to me after a New Day prayer and said a simple little phrase. I've been preaching all over the world since then. Be what you're looking for. A lot of times you don't have an example. You don't have a model. You don't have somebody who's been doing it forever. You are the trailblazer. You are that apostolic voice, and you got to do it anyway. And then we talked about through Christ, do the exceedingly abundantly. Above, do the exceedingly abundantly above. Decide what you desire for your destiny. Be determined to fight the good fight of faith. Build your destiny. Change for legacy. And so we're going to go today as we're continuing a dream with God's master plan of faith and us understanding, taking full responsibility and accountability that we are the CEOs, the chief executive officers of our dreams. God downloaded it into our spirits. Others can hear about it, wave you on, but ultimately it is our responsibility to dream big, to believe big, and to know in Christ we can achieve big. R is to reach for the stars and always rise to the occasion. Reach for the stars and always rise to the occasion. How do you do that? You got to rehearse and have the right attitude and rejoice, knowing that perfect practice will manifest the dream. I tell you, Dr. Cindy Trim got me straight years ago and said, quit saying practice makes perfect, because if you practice it wrong, you're just going to be perfected wrong. Say perfected practice or perfect practice, meaning you're doing it the right way, will make perfect. And it'll help us manifest our dream as we keep an attitude of gratitude, meaning we'll rejoice all along the way. In 2012, all is well. See, as the CEO of your dreams, you know it is oftentimes going to be a stretch. I love how the prayer warriors call me Mother Eagle, because I have been. I know one of my anointings is to mentor, to pull out of people what they didn't even realize was inside of them. I am an encourager, have been since a child when I didn't even know what an encourager was. I root for the underdog. I see the good in people. I have this hopeless optimism. You know, then I say, well, I'm just like my daddy, because he is, but it's a spiritual download in my DNA that I believe in people. And I'm going to be that mother eagle that pushes you out the nest and says, fly, let the wind of God blow under your wings and let you soar to be all you're called to be. Reach for the greatness that's inside of us. If you plan to win, if you're an overseer and you make sure you keep reaching, you will achieve the destiny. God, you know, if some things happen, you're going to have some setbacks. You're going to have some disappointments. You're going to have some letdowns. Who doesn't? But that eagle, when the winds of adversity blow, it learns to spread its wings and take the wind and let it ascend it higher, not lower. When the rain comes, and it does, there will always be rain. We need rain in our lives, because sometimes it washes out the heaviness, the residue, and it gives us a better perspective. That eagle says, I'm going to go above the storm clouds of life and learn the right things. In other words, eat the meat and spit out the bones of life. Pass your test so you'll have the testimony. And that eagle, I think that's why God gave me the emblem of the eagle for our ministry, because eagles often fly alone. They understand that they're the trailblazers. I always say it. They can't hang out with turkeys, because when folks are wasting time and talent and opportunities of God, when they're scared and don't want to step out in faith, they have the chicken anointing. See, the eagle says, sorry, can't stay with you. Even if I've got to do it alone, I'm going to build my nest on a high place, knowing that I have the God inside of me to soar for greatness. See, remember, when you're rising to the occasion that life has, it'll help develop and promote your dreams. Remember, promotion comes with opportunity meets preparation. Let me say that again. Promotion, birthing comes with opportunity meets preparation. Then destiny is birth. See, too many of us, opportunities have came, but we weren't prepared. Talked about it. I want to be a great speaker one day. Had been the one speaking class, not joined Toastmasters, and it's right in your church. You want to be awesome at something, but you don't want to practice. You don't want to discipline. That's your flesh hollering. God's not going to just lay hands and automatically get some things done. We have to do all we can do and know God will do what we cannot do. So an opportunity meets preparation, because the divine opportunity is going to come. You're going to look up and the right person is going to be right in front of you. And you've not rehearsed in your mind, intelligently gathered your thoughts on what to say, and you blurp out or verbally vomit and say the wrong thing, and then abort a time when destiny was supposed to be birthed. See, we are better prepared when we're constantly reaching for the stars of personal growth and always arising to the occasion and divine opportunities God brings our way. Judges 5, verse 11. Judges 5, verse 11 says, rehearse the righteous acts. Rehearse the righteous acts. And Proverbs 24, verse 16, that 16th verse of Proverbs 24 says, for a righteous man, Jehovah Tiskanu, may fall seven times. We all going to miss it. We all are going to skip a beat and get out of line at times, but we rise again, that 16th verse says. But the wicked, they shall fall by calamity. Going to stop now, but reminding us, with God's master plan of faith, you and I are our own CEOs of our dreams. So what do? The DBA in the heavens is to dream big, believe big, and know with God's help we can achieve big. Back to you, Minister Robin.
Wow, wow, wow. We are the CEO, wow, of our lives. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Dr. Vanessa. This is such a powerful message, and I have just been spending time on this, just as I'm sure each one of you are. Dream big. Praise God. Take away what Dr. Vanessa has said. Let these words be saturated in your spirit, and go before God and ask him, what can you do to ensure that you are the CEO of life? Now, what I'd like to do is have Minister LaShawn come forward, and will you close us out in prayer? Thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead, Minister LaShawn. God bless you.
Good morning. Psalm 62:7 says, my salvation and my honor depend on God. He is my mighty rock and my refuge. For that, Father, Lord God, we come to you this morning humbly, blessing you and thanking you for all that you have done. We thank you for continuously meeting our needs and abundantly blessing us over with overflows. Father God, we thank you. We thank you so much for the word you downloaded. And Dr. Vanessa, she has always been such a spiritual refuge for us. So we thank you for her obedience and following you. Father God, as we soar like eagles and going out to the marketplace, remind us not only to be ministers in the marketplace, but to spread your word and also walk in your word, Father Lord God. We thank you for the people who have the faith in us to give us prayer requests, Father God. We thank you so much for us having the ability to pray and love on them as you love on us. So with the prayer request, we ask that you please bless the Whitaker family. Father God, they are hurting right now. We know that Kevin Whitaker, who lost his life last week while he was doing demolition, we know, Father God, that you had a plan and purpose, and we know that anyone absent from the flesh is present with you. So we just ask that you comfort the Whitaker family and let them know that there is no failure and no mistakes in you. We also ask that you please bless Janet Bryan, who's a sister of artists. We ask that you please watch over her and bless us. Remove those dizzy spells, Father Lord God. We know that anything that comes to your children can be removed by you. So we ask that you please watch over her and remove those severe dizzy spells while she's in the hospital, and bless her, Father Lord God. Touch her, Father Lord God. Pour the blood of Jesus over her, Lord God, so she can come home. We also ask that you please bless over Sister Tiffany. Mrs. Tiffany, she has been hurting, Lord. She has not been well, Lord. So please watch over her while she continues to heal. such as Papa Preston, such as our P.K. Roberts. Thank you so much for them being in our lives. And as we come to you, Father Lord God, we ask that the devil continues to leave us alone. Devil, you need to leave. You are trespassing on God's kingdom. So we ask that you please remove yourself and allow God to continue to anoint his children. And Father Lord God, as we go out into the marketplace, remember to teach us. Do not draw lines of demarcation, but instead draw circles of love and let us love on each other the way you love on us. That is one of your commandments. So God, as we close this prayer with the most humblest thank yous, we just thank you for watching us. We thank you for holding us. We thank you for caressing us, Father Lord God. And we thank you for waking us up for another day. All these things we ask in your mighty, mighty name. Amen.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister LaShawn, for closing us out in prayer. Master's family, God bless you. I want to thank Minister Willa for greeting the people, Minister Tiffany for opening us up in prayer, and Dr. Vanessa, thank you so much for bringing the word forward with clarity and accuracy, and we will take time and meditate on that word and go forward. Each and every single one of us here on the Master's Call, be a minister in the marketplace. And remember, God is in charge of your life. We will speak with you tomorrow. Have a blessed day. God bless you, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.